There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We all know the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. On today's case, Mr. Wigfall says he has tried numerous times to help Ms. Perkins with her addiction to alcohol, but it has fallen on deaf ears. He says her constant disappearing act is growing old, and he is ready to be the one who vanishes if she can't pull it together. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Wigfall versus Perkins.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wigfall, Ms. Perkins. Mr. Wigfall, you are here because you are at a crossroads in your relationship. You say Ms. Perkins' drinking is out of control, and you fear for her safety. If she doesn't get help, this relationship is over.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Ms. Perkins, you're in court today to save what's left of your relationship. You do admit to your own issues with alcohol, but say you'll get help on your own timetable. You say you are more concerned with Mr. Wigfall's lack of affection toward you.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Wigfall, you brought this case. Why are we in court today?
The beautiful young lady you see standing next to me, Your Honor, is the love of my life. I absolutely love her unconditionally. However, the uncontrollable drinking has caused major problems within our relationship. It has hurt our relationship, placed stains on the relationship. And if it doesn't stop today or there's no commitment to change and do something differently, I'm going to have to leave.
Well, I rarely heard a more succinct opening statement. Ms. Perkins, what do you say to Mr. Wigfall's allegations?
I did have a trouble with drinking, but that is behind me now. I've changed. The issue with me is more so that he was with me drinking and partying and what I consider a YOLO stage. You only live once. So we had a great time, but he decided that he was turning over to a new leaf. And now he is 100% dedicated to church, which I don't have a problem with, but I still need him to focus on me and our relationship. He has promised that we would get married. He's taken me to look at engagement rings numerous times, but to no avail. There's nothing that I can show for it. If he doesn't have any future with me, then he needs to give me an answer now.
Mr. Wigfall, I'm going to start with you. How did you all meet, and what brings us to this stage of acrimony in the relationship?
Yes, Your Honor. We met about 4 years ago. We were living in the same apartment complex. I was just getting up in the morning, looking out over the balcony, and I see this beautiful young lady down at the poolside in the courtyard with her dog. So I use that as a conversation piece, walk down there, nice dog, introduce myself, and the rest was history. During that time frame, I was in a transition within my life. I was absolutely partying, drinking, but at I was on the phase out. I had recently been in a terrible car accident. I was leaving work one day, and my friends had called and said, hey, stop by for a drink. It's right across the street from your home. And I initially said no, but I gave in a little while later and went. And before I knew it, I was 5 to 7 drinks down. All I remember was the door closing on the car. I evidently had taken an exit ramp, hit the exit ramp. Both tires on my car were gone. The whole left side was ripped off, airbags off. And I could have lost my life. I could have hurt someone else and been in dire danger that night. That began to change my whole aspect.
That'll do it for you. No question whatsoever. Because, I believe very strongly that God will tell you, I'm going to correct you in private. And then if you're not listening, God will correct you in public. And that was about as public a correction as you can get. Thank God you did not hurt yourself or somebody else. But you did wake up. Is that the best way to put it?
That is the best way. The next day I did wake up.
Mr. Wigfall, tell me, were you in a relationship with Ms. Perkins at the time of the car accident?
We had just met around that time frame. That was the very beginning of our relationship.
And so, Ms. Perkins, you were 100% aware of this accident and how that was making him make changes in his life.
Yes, I was.
Okay. And I have to assume you support those changes that he's made in his life.
Yes, I definitely do.
Okay.
But for me, it's more of my time trying to get up to pace with what he had experienced.
It's interesting because he very brutally and transparently says he recognizes that he drank to excess that mm-hmm. night. Right, Mr. Wigfall?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's the reason he's blotto and cannot remember what happened after he closed the car door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious as to what you thought about it. Did you use any of that experience?
Yes, I didn't drink as much.
Okay.
And I didn't like to drink around him at that time.
Well, that's actually smart. Mr. Wigfall, what makes you think that her behavior is such that her drinking is too excess?
Initially, we would go out and have dinner or whatnot, and we would drink together. But then, you know, more is gone than you think is gone. And then over the last year or two, we've been really getting closer and wanting to make a determination to move forward in our relationship. But unfortunately, there have been so many occasions, up to 8 occasions, where she has disappeared as a result of the drinking. And I picked up on the pattern every 3 weeks. Something's happening within the relationship that's contributed to the uncontrollable drinking.
Okay, I'll turn to you, Ms. Perkins. Is something going on personally?
No, I just prefer to drink around people who actually drink. And I didn't want to be scrutinized when I'm under his...
So when you're with him, you feel like you're under the microscope?
Yes, I feel like he's controlling how much I drink, who I drink with, everything.
Do you think you have a drinking problem?
Not anymore. I did at the time.
When's the last time you had a cocktail?
Probably a month ago.
Okay, so you feel that you are not in an addictive situation?
No.
Okay, and Mr. Wigfall, you disagree with that?
Absolutely, Your Honor. For instance, there was a night I was taking care of some responsibilities at my church.
Mm-hmm.
We were in constant communication, talking. Unbeknownst to me, she had left the home, went out with a friend, grabbed a drink or whatnot. I was texting for an hour, wondering where she was. When she got back, in my frustration, I asked her to leave. It was about a day and a half later. I get a message that she's you know, at a hotel. She called me actually on FaceTime, and she thought I had disconnected the phone, but I didn't disconnect the phone. The phone was still live, and I heard someone knock at the hotel door, and it was a man, and she was not fully clothed at that time. But I go in, and she's, you know, again, underdressed with the friend's boyfriend dancing around, and the girlfriend's not there.
If your man walk in and you dancing around with another man in drawers and panties, he remembers.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
Ms. Perkins, what's going on with the binges?
Yes, well, it's just part of being lonely. Like, I'm always in the house by myself.
Why?
He's always at church. He's devoting his time to church. And I just want to get out. I've asked him to take me on trips. We haven't... This is the only place we've been to.
Go ahead.
Your Honor, Yes, we're here now, but we were supposed to be here over a month ago.
I had that written down. I was like, I had this case number in front of me a while ago.
And the reason why we were unable to get here over a month ago, and that was the last drinking situation that was just mentioned, and on these three-week cycles, I drop her off to work, and she just disappears, and that's the pattern. And that the pattern is.
So you were supposed to come to divorce court, and before you could get on the plane to come to divorce court, there was another 1 or 2 day disappearing act.
Yes,
yeah,
Your Honor.
Because I hang around people, and he's very judgmental. Every time I bring him around anybody, he's always judging them about what they look like, what they act like.
Ms. Perkins, it's because they some drunks. He don't want you to be around
but
the drunk
everybody
people.
Around us not drinking.
Your Honor, I tell her all the time.
She judges everybody.
I'll show you your future. You're a product of the people that you hang around. You're a product of the people. If you're around folks that are successful, they're moving forward, they're doing something, you're going to do the same thing. If you're hanging around people that are not doing anything, you're going to become stagnant. You're going to be held behind.
Well, I don't feel like I'm left behind because I'm still doing what I need to do with myself in my life.
No, you're not, because you said you're lonely. You said you're at your house and you are by yourself. What do you like to do other than drink?
I like to dance. I used to dance.
Do you take dance classes?
Not anymore, no.
Why not?
I just stopped.
Sort of stopped. There have been cases where she was supposed to be at her girlfriend's house with her girlfriend's boyfriend, but I go in and they're drinking, having a good time, and she's, you know, again, underdressed and with the friend's boyfriend dancing around, and the girlfriend's not there. And there's alcohol.
What do you mean underdressed?
No clothes.
What does she have on?
Just undergarments.
I don't believe
shorts.
That. No.
And a top.
He's being dramatic.
Listen, I can tell you for certain, if your man walk in and you dancing around with another man in drawers and panties, he remembers. So why would you be underdressed like that?
This was probably months ago that he's talking about.
Months ago, remember he said that there's a pattern every three or four weeks, and you've been, according to you, sober for the last 4 weeks. Something tells me that we're about to hit that mark.
No, it's not. That's so, behind me now.
And you're sure of that?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about this church obsession that you say that the plaintiff now has.
He's always at church for Bible study, Sunday service. He plays the piano for them. He teaches the children classes. And just this week, we were supposed to go out to dinner. And I made the reservations and I sent them to him. He canceled because he was doing something for the church. And that hurt my feelings because I really don't have a lot of friends to hang out with. And the people that I was hanging out with, of course, were my drinking friends. So I don't know what else to do.
Not focusing so much on the past and bringing it to the future this year.
Oh,
we had a wonderful birthday.
Mr. Wigfall, nope, don't do that. You do still go to get lit, have fun, but you're doing it in your
different way, yes. And I often describe it that way.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
So talk to me a little bit about this church relationship, Mr. Wigfall.
Absolutely. So, yes, I do. I do have commitments on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays for 2 or 3 hours out of the day. Mm-hmm. Again, those three
that
days.
That doesn't include the phone calls, the drives to and from the church, taking people to and from the church. Like, that's just half of your day.
That is true.
And then you work a 9 to 5.
But there's 7 days in the week.
And
those other
you're working,
days,
and then you're doing
the time
committed.
Time is fully yours.
But Mr. Wigfall, here's
I don't have
point.
Any
what
time.
Is it? What role are you playing in this church?
So I have obligations where I'm supposed to be there at certain times to run the video audio equipment to get
okay.
it started. So that's a firm obligation, and she knows that.
But I'm not an obligation. You missed my birthday last year because you, out of the blue, on the spot, had to go attend a church event.
That is true. I had a commitment
yeah.
last year, and I communicated the day
that
before that I wouldn't have a commitment.
That doesn't make anybody feel loved.
And the morning of, I let you know that I would be late.
The morning of.
That is true.
I told you I had plans prior.
So not focusing so much on the past and bringing it to the future this year.
Oh,
we had a wonderful birthday.
Mr. Wigfall, nope. Don't do that. Let me guess. After the drinking stopped and the revelation... you formed a deeper relationship with your church commitments.
To be clear, Your Honor, I've always had an inclination and a tie. I grew up as a musician.
That's not what I asked you. I said a deeper
Absolutely.
Commitment.
Yes.
Mr. Wigfall, I'm worried that you replaced one
addiction
with another. That deepening commitment to church activities is different than a deepening commitment to God. But the deepening commitment to church activities is filling your day, filling your time. And so you have to evaluate whether or not you're doing that because of that deepening commitment to God or because you've replaced what you would normally be doing, getting that phone call from your boy saying, yo, come across the street
right.
and spend the next 4 or 5 hours getting lit, having fun. So you do still go to get lit, have fun, but you're doing it in your
different
church.
Way, yes. And I often describe it that way.
Okay. And it might really require you to actually dig into what are the triggers that make you need to do something to excess. And then that way, you are dealing with the, quote, addiction that you have. But by the same token, Ms. Perkins, there's no question in my mind that you use drinking as a crutch. Mm-hmm. And then your behaviors are such that you come outside of yourself and you do things that something tells me even you don't like about yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Whenever I hear these kinds of issues, I try to bring in somebody who can give me some insight so that I can in turn give you some insight. Dr. Maya Cullins is a colleague and a friend, and so I've asked her to join us today. Are you all okay for me to bring in an expert to help me help you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful. Robert, will you ask Dr. Cullins to join us?
Sure.
Dr. Cullins, nice to see you again.
Likewise.
Dr. Cullins, can you tell the plaintiff and the defendant a little bit about your background so that they understand why I asked you to join us?
So my background is with mental health and substance abuse for the last 20 years. I worked with individuals like yourselves that have struggled with your own personal demons, your own personal issues and problems. And Judge brought me here today so that I can utilize my expertise both professionally and personally. So what I looked at in the back when I was watching from your chambers, they have a lot of different factors. Mm-hmm. They're going in two different directions in life. Mm-hmm. At some point, y'all have to start doing things together because right now, both of y'all are going down two different directions, but your heart is still there. Mm-hmm. Y'all still love each other, and that is what's keeping you. But sometimes that's not going to be enough, mm-hmm. and it's going to be hurt. And I know that you are struggling with your own things that you may have never mentioned to her, and I know that. And that's why your spiritual walk is becoming so strong, because God showed you what he could do. So you have a commitment and obligations that you may have never mentioned, but you know that within yourself. Am I right or wrong?
Correct.
So with saying that, you got to do what you have to do for yourself and for her if you're going to stay together. And you have to work with him. You're going to have to talk to him, because you know what you're going to keep doing? Going to parties, resorting back to mm-hmm. something that you don't even like. Mm-hmm. You're doing it because it's convenient. Am I right?
Yeah.
So we got to start somewhere.
And what's convenient uh-huh. is not healthy. Yeah. Mm. And falling back into old patterns make you do old behaviors.
Oh, yeah.
And those old behaviors will not lead you to the path of what you want.
I know.
Ms. Perkins, you have to figure out what's going on inside of you mm-hmm. and what's missing, and then you have to plug that leak.
Okay.
And you don't plug it with alcohol, mm-hmm. and you don't plug it with friends that are not really friends. Mm-hmm. We'd like to offer you the opportunity to work with Dr. Cullins and her team mm-hmm. to identify the resources that are in your local area. Mm-hmm. that can help you all navigate through this journey. Mental wellness is going to come with a little bit of work on both your parts. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Wigfall, if in fact this is the woman for you, she doesn't have to line up 100% with where you are in your life, what you are doing in your life. However, she does have to be on the same path.
Correct.
And if this is the man for you, you don't have to be at every church event. But you do have to understand that the relationship with God is an important one for your mate.
Yes.
It's called compromise. Yes. And if there is a relationship between you, you'll both work hard at the compromise.
Yes.
I think the two of you have every chance of succeeding
mm-hmm.
if you both want to.
Yes.
I encourage you to walk out hand in hand with a new commitment.
That's what I would like.
To wholeness, individual wholeness, and then wholeness as a couple. Because once you are whole yourself, you bring your whole self to the relationship, and then nothing will be able to stop you. I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Addiction is no joke, and it takes so many forms. I'm so glad Dr. Cullins was here to help this couple see that hurt people hurt people.
He took one addiction, even though it was
the right thing to do, go to church, mm-hmm. and, you know, be with God. But then that became excessive.
Anything taken to excess is an obsession.
Right.
And we want them to be whole people without obsession. I'm glad they're going to get the help they need.
Made in Georgia.